This was a discouraging week. A year and a half ago, I started this 5-minute weekly commentary on the radio, and the second one I wrote, dated August 6th, 2011, was about the debt limit and how our politicians in Washington were lying to us. Now it's January of 2013. They brewed up another debt ceiling bypass this week, and they're telling the same lies. No matter who you are, no matter what your political persuasion, it's discouraging when you see the truth rendered irrelevant. The biggest lie is that failure to raise the debt limit would cause the federal government to default on its debt. That one was repeated right here last week on Broadview. I was gnashing my teeth so hard it's lucky I didn't break an implant. Maybe you heard the grinding noise in the background. The baloney about default is repeated so often by elected officials and national media outlets that it's become accepted wisdom, unless you're one of those increasingly rare people who remains immune to propaganda by thinking for yourself. There are two ways to default on a debt obligation. Number one, you can fail to pay the principal when the obligation comes due. But remember, the debt ceiling doesn't stop the federal government from spending. It simply doesn't allow the amount of debt to increase. So when a treasury note comes due, the government issues another one for the same amount, takes the money, and pays off the original one. Voila! No default, no increase in the amount of debt, the debt ceiling is not violated. The second way to default is by not making interest payments, but the federal government has plenty of current revenue to cover interest payments on debt, plus basic functions like national defense, air traffic controllers, and air freshener for Harry Reid. Without a debt ceiling increase, they might need to furlough non-essential people, like those thousands of new IRS agents they hired to enforce Obamacare taxes, and like those BLM people who round up wild Mustangs and sell them to dog food manufacturers, and like those USGS people who are busy placing tracking collars on all the polar bears because they're supposedly endangered even though there's more of them every year. Who would miss any of those people if they were sent home for a while? I wouldn't. And here's a little secret from someone who was a federal employee himself. When the feds get furloughed because of the debt ceiling, they're celebrating all the way out the door. The other big lie about the debt limit comes from President Obama himself. He said it during the 2011 debate, and he said it again last week. He claims that Social Security checks won't go out if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Here's what he said in 2011, quote, "I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it," unquote. What a load of hooey, and he damn well knows it's hooey. He's trying to scare people, specifically older Americans who need that money to heat their homes and eat. It's despicable. Here's what he said last week at his first press conference in 8 months, talking about the Republicans' reluctance to raise the debt ceiling. Quote, "If congressional Republicans refuse to pay America's bills on time, Social Security checks and veterans' benefits will be delayed," unquote. Let's look at some facts. Social Security benefits are paid from a trust fund. The trust fund doesn't have actual money in it because over the years, voracious Congress critters borrowed all the money and spent it, leaving behind special issue certificates of indebtedness issued by the U.S. Treasury, IOUs, basically, from one government agency to another. But those IOUs are counted as part of the public debt, so when people talk about the debt ceiling, currently $16.394 trillion, about $3 trillion of that is owed to the Social Security Trust Fund. Here's what happens when Social Security checks are sent out every month. The U.S. Treasury issues general obligation bonds to gather the necessary cash, retires an equal amount of those special issue certificates, and sends off the money to retirees. Voila! Retirees get their money while the amount of debt stays exactly the same. The President of the United States is a bald-faced liar. Sending out Social Security checks has nothing to do with the debt ceiling. As for Republicans, the legislation they concocted this week to let federal spending continue unabated is frightening. They didn't raise the debt ceiling like always happened in the past. Instead, they turned their backs on the problem and walked away. The legislation lets the president simply ignore the debt ceiling for 3 months. The Constitution clearly says in Article 1, Section 8 that Congress is given the power to borrow money, not the president. By telling Obama he can ignore the Constitution and borrow whatever he wants, at least until April 15th, House Republicans effectively amended the Constitution and abrogated their responsibility. For now, the president is free of any sort of fiscal restraint, and when that April 15th date arrives, we can only hope he hasn't grown fond of having that much power. Once you give a man control of something, it's tough to get it back. That's today's dose of common sense.